This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll rising and the number of people missing from Texas flooding up as well.
At least 173 people now unaccounted for. At least 110 deaths are confirmed, many of them children. 27 girls and counselors were killed at Camp Mystic along the Guadalupe River. Five campers and a counselor still missing.
ABC's Lana Moise, parts of Ruidoso, New Mexico, devastated by recent wildfires, more prone to flooding there. Three people lost their lives in flash flooding on Tuesday. Officials say a tentative deal has been struck between 9,000 union workers in the city of Philadelphia. The union not getting as much money as they'd have liked. The deal still must be ratified, but it will eventually mean trash will start getting picked up again in Philly. Russia firing a record 728 drones and 13 crews and ballistic missiles into Ukraine overnight. Ukraine says it was able to shoot down nearly 300 of the drones. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A Hayward man is being sentenced to prison for bankruptcy fraud. 74-year-old Bernard Seedling hid money and assets during bankruptcy, including more than $1 million in cash stashed inside his house. Seedling was sentenced last month to 7 years in federal prison for bankruptcy fraud. U.S. Attorney Timothy O'Shea called Seedling, quote, a recurring and shameless financial predator. Milwaukee will be missing out on $30 million for the 6th Street reconstruction project because of President Trump's tax cut and spending bill. President Joe Biden announced that last year on a trip to Milwaukee. That was then, but that funding was rescinded as part of Trump's bill that was passed with all Republicans in Wisconsin's congressional delegation voting in favor. And the UW Board of Regents is proposing a possible 5% tuition hike for the system. This is after getting $256 million in funding increase under the new state budget. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, nice and clear, we'll drop to 63 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 84 with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
99.7 Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 8:04. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Brian Adams on Max FM.
Pittsburgh's hometown station, 99.7 Max FM.
The dark side's called love and it's real. She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadows she walks like a dream.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:10 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. We're going to take a quick look at this beautiful weather forecast today. Mostly sunny, a high of 81. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 62. On Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 83. On Friday, we start partly sunny. In the afternoon, showers and thunderstorms continue into the evening with a high of 85. Saturday, morning showers and thunderstorms clearing to partly sunny in the afternoon with a high of 81. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 84, 64 degrees, and partly sunny outside the Weicker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Emily, the farmer's market is underway.
It is on. I've been peering out the window, seeing everybody set up, and some of these folks are setting up as early as 7 for the 8 o'clock market, 8:30 market, excuse me. So there, it looks like pretty much everybody is up and they're going. I see lovely Levins happening out there with Amanda Payne. She's wonderful. Her breads are so delicious. I'm going to pick them up today. And the cookies and the cinnamon rolls, folks. There's so many things to have. There's also the lady, and I forget the name of the business, but she's right here in the front, and she makes these really delicious, natural, homemade dog treats. And my dog will say, if he could, that they are fantastic. He says it in his own way. There's vegetables out there. There's look like some fruits and some honeys and some jams and all kinds of stuff. So definitely go down there. Support your farmers. Support your makers because they work so hard to vend for you. They are here Saturdays and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 12:30 right in the square right in front of our building.
It is so cool to have them out there. Also, something cool going on. Christmas in July at Max FM, bigdeals.com, shop local, save big, an extra 15% off everything at Max FM, bigdeals.com. No code required. We can't make it any easier than this. Fill up your cart, check out, you get that extra 15% off over at Max FM, bigdeals.com until 11:59 today. Shop local and save big. Oh my goodness. I'm looking at some of these certificates in here too. Like Station 136, $25 certificate, just $14.88. Purple Lotus, $250 mini photo shoot, just $148.75. DNS party tent rentals, $100 certificate today, only $59.50. Water Street Social Club, $25 certificate, $14.88. Again, an extra 15% off. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Christmas in July. No code required. Shop local and save big. Now, Emily, this is welcome news if you're having a bad day, which we're not. We love our days here.
We're having a great day. But
a bunch of websites are reporting that today could be the shortest day in history.
I am so confused by this because I'm sorry. I thought the shortest day of the year was in the wintertime solstice, you know. But this is just, shortest day in history, they are saying. This is why the rotation of the Earth speeds up and slows down depending on a few things. The biggest factor is how far away the moon is. So, again, like Dave said, good news. You're having a rough one. Today will be 1.3 milliseconds shorter than normal. Hey, that makes a big difference if you're having a rough day. I'm just saying. That's just over 1/1000th of a second that you won't have to experience just today. So, I mean, let us know if this is going to affect your day. I don't know. It's interesting, though, man. The stuff that's going out there, out of the solar system, how things, everything is connected and affects everything is fascinating. So I didn't know this was coming.
Wow. There's some bad news. You won't notice, and it's not actually a record. DailyMail.com went full clickbait with their headline, calling it the shortest day in history. But according to calculators, it won't even be the shortest day of 2025.
Boo.
July 22nd will be 1.38 milliseconds shorter than normal, and August 5th will be shorter than the day of the year by 1.5 milliseconds, shy of a full 24 hours. We're talking milliseconds. You aren't going to notice that. You blink your eye, that's not even a millisecond. So, no, you're not noticing it now. Emily, what's that outside chance?
Well, so, you know, if you're prone to getting dizzy, just watch out because there's an outside chance that the Earth spins slightly faster than expected today. So if you find yourself feeling a little lightheaded, it's probably not because of that. Just kidding. I don't think that that's going to make any big deal on anything at all. The shortest day ever recorded was last year, July 5th, 2024. That was 1.66 milliseconds shorter than normal. It was a good day for it. Because it was right after the 4th of July. Enough said.
Yeah, everyone partied and they had a headache the next day. I laughed when I saw this morning. I'm like, we're going to talk about it. But I'm sorry, 1 millisecond. You're not noticing it, folks. There's no way. And, you know, I see the Earth moving. Oh, wait, that's a great song.
Ooh, that's a great song.
I feel the Earth move under my feet.
Oh, that, and we can't even play that because that is going to be
70s.
Saturdays at
Carol
the 60s
King,
and 70s
boy,
with Kevin Kellogg.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, no, we're not singing that or playing that today. We sung it already.
Yeah, we did.
We that did.
Happened.
It happened.
It was a millisecond. It's gone. I didn't even notice.
That quick. I didn't notice either.
The Earth is spinning so fast.
Do you see how fast the Earth is spinning outside the Max FM studios? Oh, wait.
The trees are blowing.
It's just everyone driving over the speed limit. No, that's not even the case. It's pretty quiet here. I mean, last night, I will say this. We heard some activity going on, and we watched an ATV that was going down the street way faster than they normally should.
Oh, goodness. So I know some people who drive some ATVs around here. So if it was you and you know me, there's your warning.
Yes. Yeah,
I do want to say, too, just a little community feeling that I have. You know, I spend a lot of time in this building here at the Weicker Great Day Studios. I do my radio show with Dave, and I'm so happy to be doing that. I'm also part of the Weicker Great Day real estate team. And, people drive super fast around the corner to get onto Oak Street. I feel like I have to, like, guard myself. I often have my little dog King with me, and I feel like I gotta, like, really watch myself crossing the street just to get into the building. So please slow down. We appreciate you. Drive like, you know, your kids are playing in the street. How about that? Something like that. Just slow your roll because it is, you know, this is a environment in which people, there's a lot of pedestrians, especially when the farmer's market's going on or there's activities down here in the square. So just slow down. Thank you.
Yes, please do. And just watch out for pedestrians as well. These things called crosswalks are so pedestrians can cross safely. Slow down. Make sure you stop for the pedestrians. But you don't have to stop when you're over at the one portion of 3rd Avenue here. There's no stop sign there to the white SUV that just came to a full and complete stop. But yeah, I told you.
Well, that person got a thumbs up. I think we're going to have to start giving out some swag to the people who really obey the traffic laws around here.
We should. We should stand down there and just hand out swag. Congratulations on not breaking the law today.
But just because you don't have to stop, I think that's part of the issue, honestly, is that's why people just go flying around the corner. So just be thoughtful. It's kind of a blind corner, especially when you do your life and work here on those corners and you're in and out of the building a lot doing some things. So just be thoughtful about us walkers because we are around. We've got our kids with us. We've got our dogs with us. We've got stuff going on. So just slow your roll around the square. Take in all the sights. There's just no
hurry. Enjoy the view. Enjoy the view. That's the cool part.
Look up and wave at Dave and Emily. We're up here right now. We'll wave at you.
Yeah, I wave back. I mean, I do see people that occasionally wave, and I wave back to them. And if you're going to be at Saucony Fairgrounds, you can feel free to stop by and say hi to us. We always look forward to that. And it was like I was talking about Emily when we were offline here a few minutes ago. People randomly just stop and talk to us when we're out and about. Hey, I'm perfectly cool with that. I'll talk with you. Introduce yourself. Say hi. We're totally cool with that. And you can do that at Saucony Fair as well. You can get a picture taken with us if you'd like. We're always willing to do that stuff. I mean, we love our listeners and we love being part of this community. That is something that when I get up in the morning, I'm excited to go to work. I get up every morning and I'm so excited to be at work. I love my job. I love doing what we do. And the fact that we do get to interact with our listeners, Emily.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's keep in mind here that Dave's quote unquote morning, it is not light out.
No, it's not.
It's still nighttime for most of us.
Yeah, we did have an early start this morning. There's no question about it. We had a few things that needed to get done. And so we do those things. And that I'm good with it. I love doing that stuff. And, you know, it's a fun job too. To be out at the fairgrounds, I love that part as well. Just because interacting with people and just being out there, I love that aspect of it. And that's the part that it's always so much fun. The food is great, too. Don't get me wrong. I love the food. I like supporting a lot of our local organizations. I'm already thinking about where I'm stopping today for lunch. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, wait.
How about this? Support your farmers right now at the farmer's market. Get some health food inside your body and then go hit up the fair and have the fair food this afternoon.
Right.
You can do it all with a clear conscience and really treat your stomach to all the things that today has to offer here in the Baraboo and Sauk County area.
Yeah, it's so cool to get out to the fair, and it's going to be a beautiful day. The carnival rides will be opening later on this afternoon as well. It's such a fun event. And again, I do want to take a moment and say thank you to Handy Harry LLC. They're our Wednesday morning show partner, and they're also partnering with us out at the fairgrounds to build some steps to get us safely in and out of the circus wagon. So thank you to them as well. And thank you to the Sauk County Fair for hosting us out there. We're so excited to be part of this and just everything with the fair. And tonight, ATV flat track racing, Emily.
Wow. That's so cool. I've never seen that before.
I've never seen it either. I thought about maybe going over.
I want to be in it. How do you get in that kind of thing? I mean, I think today's probably too late, but I'm laying plans down for next year because I, again, am jealous about this cheesy bread contest that Dave gets to judge and that I am not in. I would like to do that next year, and I might just have to, like, learn how to race ATVs. You know what? You never
know.
That
would be fun, I think.
I'm always ready for new stuff. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm ready to race an ATV. Let's go.
Let's go.
With one hand.
One arm. I can drive. You can just ride.
Oh,
that would drive
me
crazy. He's like, no, that's torture.
Yeah. We're gonna stop there. We're not gonna talk about any of our driving habits here at Max FM. We're gonna stop right there for all of us. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Oh, we could get into so much trouble with ATV racing, Emily.
I'm serious though. Here, you're starting to get to know me well now, Dave.
Oh yeah.
Like, when I have my mindset to something that I want to do, I'm gonna do it. So
we need to find out how to do it. I mean, maybe we could have where we do the exhibition before the race.
Yeah.
Somebody lets you and I use their ATVs. I'm sure there'll be people that would let us do that.
We have got a golf cart, doesn't that count?
It might. We'll find out.
I don't know.
David Boyd Queen and Max FM.
About people on the streets.
So slashed and torn.
Greta Garbo and Monroe, Dietrich and DiMaggio, Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace, Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren, Catherine, Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
And more 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:29 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Flat track ATV racing. That is on my brain, Emily. I don't know. I think that they should let us do that at some point. I think we could have a lot of fun with this and, you know, a little exhibition racing or something like that.
Well, and I might look up to see how we enter. I mean, I don't think we can do it anymore this year, but maybe for next year, we're going to figure that out. I mean, I just have to, a squirrel outside. It's not a squirrel. There's like a bridal party outside getting their pictures taken on the square.
I got to look.
For real. You'll have to come all the way. Yeah, you're not going to be. Yeah, it's through the trees. Yeah. And whoever, I believe it's a bridal party. I mean, yeah, I see a beautiful wedding dress and some pink bridesmaids and there's a photographer. So I have to say congratulations to whomever is having their wedding, either photography and or party today, if that's what it is. If it's something else and I'm mistaken, either way, it's lovely. It's a lovely scene. It's like straight out of a Norman Rockwell painting. So anyways, congratulations out there, whoever is downtown on the Baraboo Square right now, getting their photos taken in some lovely dresses. In the meantime, let's not connect flat track ATV racing at weddings, but why not? We can do that. So we're gonna. I'm gonna look this up. I'm gonna report back. Well, I'm down. We're gonna do this next year. Dave's gonna be back, two arming wife, and I think he might be finding out we might be able to actually.
Oh no!
Get involved in this.
No, I'm getting a snarky message this morning.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
you can't even walk without hurting yourself. You're not doing that.
I mean, okay. We're gonna move on to that because that's not fair. The dude is dealing with one arm. Good attitude, working hard.
Oh, yeah, I know somebody's being extra snarky this morning, but she has every right to be.
Yes, she does. We'll go ahead and not, we'll not name her right now because I know exactly what's happening.
Yeah, but it's, so again, flat track ATV racing at Saucony Fairgrounds today. Rodeo tomorrow night as well, so that is always a great event. So we look forward to all of the events happening out at Saucony Fair. You can go to SauconyFair.com to get the full list of events that are happening. Again, Emily, myself, Aaron Crenno broadcasting live this afternoon. We'll be out there right around 3 o'clock. Looking forward to that in the big red circus wagon. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. We'll be back with calendar days at 8:40. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
Ho, ho, ho. You heard that right. It's the annual Christmas in July sale at Max FM Big Deals. Today only, you'll save an extra 15% off your entire order. No promo code needed. That's right. Take an additional 15% off prices on gift certificates for restaurants, retail, and so much more. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and stock up while supplies last. Make your summer a little merrier with Max FM Big Deals.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts at Truckin' for a Cause at the Badger State Truckin' Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds, August 8th and 9th. Country music concerts each night featuring big names like Kentucky Henutters. Go to BadgerStateTruckinShow.org for details.
World Finance, with offices in Baraboo and Reedsburg, welcomes you to the Sauk County Fair. World Finance helps customers navigate their financial challenges, offering loans from $300 to $8,000. Stop at the office or call 608-356-2294.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Brewers and the Dodgers, game three today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers and Dodgers are wrapping up their series. The Brewers winning again last night 3-1. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski throwing fastballs over 100 miles an hour. What was it like facing the Miz for the first time? Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We hadn't seen him before, and the stuff's really good. The fastball is pretty special, and you know it's hard to find silver lining when the guy strikes out 12 guys.
The game televised nationally on TBS, announcer Brian Anderson interviewing manager Pat Murphy live during the game when he let out a swear word over the air by accident.
Murph, thanks for spending some time with us. We've got to get your thoughts, what you've seen so far from your flamethrower, Jacob Mizorowski. Pretty elite stuff here as Monasterio sends one to left. Call
get out of here.
It's D. It's caught at the wall.
Yeah, it looks like you get it off the end a little bit.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, nice and clear. We'll drop to 63 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 84 with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
When is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM.
Just go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's some thrill now. This one said he wants to buy you rockets. Ain't in his head now. This one got a princely racket. That's what I said now. Got some mixy love on his jacket. Ain't in his head now. On you, he'll eat his head now. Marry him or marry me. I'm the one that left him, baby. Can't you see? I ain't got no bitch or family tree, but I know what a prince and lover ought to be. I know what a prince and lover ought to be. Said if you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me baby, just go ahead now. And if you wanna buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. Marry him or marry me. I'm the one that loves you, but can't you see? I ain't got no bitch up in the tree, but just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. And if you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you
go ahead.
but they never wanna leave. But they never wanna leave.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:42 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny, a high of 81. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 62. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 83. Friday, we will start out partly sunny. Showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon into the evening with a high of 85. On Saturday, morning showers and thunderstorms gradually clearing, partly sunny, a high of 81. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 84. Currently, it is 65 degrees outside the Max FM studios. It is partly cloudy. Beautiful morning out there. Farmers market's taking place. And yeah, Emily, you get to see the traffic flow this morning. Isn't this just amazing what people do?
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic. There's also like a straight up like photo shoot happening for a wedding. And there's a bride with a tiara on and a beautiful parasol crossing the street. It looks like we're like in the 1800s right now. Like, I don't know what's happening. There's so much stuff going on down here. The farmer's market's awesome. I can't wait to hit those guys up just after the show this morning. Also, I am so excited to host from David Emily in the afternoon from the Sauk County Fair this afternoon at 3 p.m. Super excited. It sounds like the weather's going to be nice. I mean, boy, if we would have had that heat from last week for that, it's not fun. No,
It's warm and yeah. It's toasty in the big red circus wagon when it's that hot out. Today, it's going to be beautiful. And you know, we're going to mess up. We're going to say David Emily in the morning. It's going to be afternoon. I am waiting for us to mess that up.
This is what we do. We say Emily and Dave in the afternoon. So you just put my name first. It changes the whole feel.
There you go. And we'll still mess up, I guarantee. But we will do our best. And so we are looking forward to that. So Emily will be with me in the circus wagon today. Aaron Crenno is going to be joining us a little bit later as well. Thursday, Wendy will be there in the evening with me as well as Friday. We are keeping an eye on the weather on Friday. If we do have thunderstorms or heavy rain, we will be broadcasting live from the Max FM studio instead, because for safety reasons, we need to be in an area that doesn't have water and lightning, because water and electronics, they don't play well together, and that's the other part of this. So we're keeping tabs on that. We'll be out there again on Saturday as well. So we will be hooking you up with Max FM swag. Make sure you have that free Civic Media app installed on your mobile device. You come up and show that to us. We'll hook you up with a can koozie. We'll be giving away some tickets. So stop on by Big Red Circus Wagon, Washington Avenue entrance, 3 p.m. today. It is July 9th, and we're going to take a look at calendar days. And, you know, this one I saw and I'm just kind of laughing. It's National Don't Put All Your Eggs in One Omelet Day. And I'm
this.
Like, what is this about? You may ask. The holiday's name is a play on Don't Put All Your Eggs in One Basket.
I think it's because maybe we don't go around and collect eggs from chickens anymore in baskets like they did back in the day when that colloquialism or whatever you want to call it became like a household phrase. I often say that because I really do believe that. Like, I am definitely a person who spreads out the things that I do with lots of different events, jobs, activities, whatever you want to call it, throughout the days that I am around doing stuff. So, yeah, I definitely don't put all my eggs in one basket or in one omelet, but well, I do like making omelets. I do like that.
Me too. And the reason they say is they warn against contrarying and putting everything into one venture, but an analogy also applies to omelets as well, because if you ever gotten so hungry, you crack too many eggs into the pan, end up with a sloppy mishmash of an omelet. That's irritating, messy, and wasteful. This special holiday hopes to discourage that. And if you're putting more than three eggs in your omelet, yeah, that's a lot of eggs. I mean,
I make omelets with a lot of eggs. I do have to say, if it starts to get messy, though, just make scrambled eggs.
Right.
It's okay.
Exactly.
Just start stirring that stuff around. It's delicious. It's going to taste the same.
It all ends up in the same place anyways. It's the way I look at
just
it.
Just like farmer's market goodness and fair food later. It's all going to end up in the same place. So let's get it all.
Right.
I'm really excited.
Exactly. You know, and it's also International Emergency Kit Day. And this is something to think about, being prepared when disaster strikes. Emergency kits, sometimes called a go bag or disaster bag, is a portable kit that has the essentials for you and your family needs to survive in case of an emergency. And someone goes, Dave, do you have a go bag? Yes. From my former life, I had a go bag. It was my backpack. It had everything in it that I could possibly need to do my job and everything else that I would need to do for the next day or two. So yes, I had a go bag. It was interesting. I was talking with one of our coworkers, who I'm not going to say his name. He keeps underwear in his backpack. And because, you know, yeah, he does. And it's clean underwear, in case you're curious. And it's because you never...
I don't know if I was curious. I'm still reacting to the statement.
But he keeps saying his go bag because if he has to go, he wants to make sure at least he has clean underwear wherever he ends up, which is a great idea. It makes total sense to me. You know, I used to keep socks in my backpack in the winter because if you get your feet got wet, you want to have dry feet.
That's about safety. Yep.
And
yep,
so
yep.
I can see that. So
I can see that too. I think that's just being smart. I don't think that's goofy at all. I think
no.
It's super smart. I mean, we were always taught, you know, extra socks, extra shoes if you can manage, always like a blanket, you know, things like that in your car, in your bag, because that's seriously about safety and living in a state that has such cold temperatures. And let's be frank, we didn't always have nice cars. Still don't really have that nice of a car. Cars would break down and you need that stuff in that bag if it's cold outside. But it is not cold outside today. It is a beautiful day. And I really like this one, Call of the Horizon Day. So it is celebrated annually on July 9th. It is an interesting event that is observed by seizing the day and looking into the horizon, enjoying the little moments, and concentrating on what matters most in life. It is a day to help us start working towards our dreams by doing tasks that we may keep procrastinating on or still haven't planned out correctly or at all. I mean, let's be honest. So what are you waiting for? Join us on this special day to make the most of it. I really like that. I didn't know what it was about when I first saw it, so I wanted to dig in a little further, and that's what I found out. And we do a lot of that kind of... I don't know if you want to call it soapbox, but we do suggest and feel strongly about, you know, living in the moment, like taking a breath, looking around you. Don't forget to look up too. The clouds lately have just been breathtaking, like talking about taking a breath. They've just been lovely this summer. Big cumulus fluffies. I just love myself some clouds. And often forget to look up and enjoy the sky. And so look around you and enjoy the people that are around you. Call of the Horizon Day. I think that's a beautiful thing. Also, you know what? It's fashion day. So if you want to seize the moment, do it in your best outfit. Why not? Right, Dave?
I am celebrating it today. I've got my best outfit on right now. I love the fact of what I get to wear to work. And Emily sees me in studio. I mean, I put a lot of work into my outfit today, and I thought about this long and hard. And she's laughing because I'm wearing my Max FM t-shirt because we're going to be live on location. And so, yes, I've got my Max FM t-shirt on. I get to wear t-shirts to work. I love my job. I have not wore pants in months.
He's wearing shorts, folks. Yes. Just be clear. I just needed to, I knew that door was wide open, so I needed to close that one.
Well,
in your brains. Yep, we're closing that one for sure.
Well, and if you ask our engineering team, when it was a little hot in here one day, I decided I was shirtless in studio and sent them that picture just to mess with them. So, yes. And they said, what would you have done if someone would have walked in? I mean, I just would have said hi. Yeah, and I said, it was only my shirt. It wasn't like I was sitting here in my underwear or something like that. But yes, I'm celebrating Fashion Day. I've got my t-shirt on. Yeah. I feel completely comfortable. You know, I'm not a huge fan of dressing up. I'll be brutally honest with you. I don't dress up that much. I mean, it's just one of those things that unless it's a special occasion and then everyone's going to hear me moan and groan because like, I got to put a dress shirt on. I got to put dress pants on. It's like all the extra work of dressing up. And then if you have to put a tie on, then you've got that noose around your neck. I'm not a fan of dressing up. And guys have it hard when you have to do the shirt and the tie thing. It gets a little warm at that point.
It does. I mean, I can remember seeing, you know, going to summer weddings and seeing, you know, dressing up can be uncomfortable for everyone. It does that. Or it can be really comfortable. You can find ways to look fancy and not be killing yourself. But I mean, going to weddings, I was in weddings back in the day and there was a lot of uncomfortable dresses that were made of fabric that did not breathe at all. And then high heels as well. And talking about hot weather, everything is kind of, your hair is done. I mean, there's just no way to cool down in those outfits. But the dudes I remember seeing would be in full jackets and ties and they were just sweating it. So some of those traditions, you know, people shake things up, do whatever you want to make yourself feel great in your special day. We were just talking about that because we saw this, you know, bride and bridesmaids getting their photos on the square. It was quite lovely. And I'm confused because it's kind of early in the morning for a wedding. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just a photo shoot. Who knows? But, you know, there is times and places for that. But certainly people can make their own choices on what just dress and however makes you feel fabulous. You know what also makes me feel fabulous? Sugar cookies.
I saw that. Yeah. And that's one I wanted to mention before we head out. It's National Sugar Cookie Day today. So celebrate those sugar cookies today as well. Now, Emily, you'll be back with us tomorrow morning. Oh, wait, tomorrow afternoon.
It's Emily and Dave in the afternoon. Yes. See how nice that really works?
That has a nice ring to it. Emily and Dave in the afternoon. So, and Aaron and whoever else is there.
Oh, yeah, Emily, Dave, and Aaron in the afternoon. Now, really, because now we're using a lot of vowels there. Aaron and I both have vowels. Afternoon is a vowel. See, now.
Yeah, we might mess this up. This is going to get, it'll be interesting. So, 3 p.m., Sauk County Fair. Myself, Emily, Rhonda will be out there from our sales team as well. And it's going to be a great day. So stop by, say hi, Big Red Circus Wagon. I'll be heading out there after I get done around 11. We've got some cheesy beer bread to judge. I'm not judging anybody. I'm just judging your bread.
He's just going to eat the bread. And he's going to be like, oh, that's delicious.
Yes. So looking forward to that. So it'll be a good time. Sauk County Fair broadcasting live starting at 3 p.m. So Emily, we'll see you in a couple of hours.
I'm looking forward to it. Everybody have a great day. See you at the fair.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
It's time to relax, enjoy some sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Natty Nation from 7 to 9. Critically acclaimed outfit Natty Nation is a collective of spiritual warriors. The group describes themselves as hard roots rock reggae because in addition to their honest and authentic roots reggae foundation, their embracing of soul, rock, and funk is undeniable. Sponsorship info at BaraboOConcerts.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
How would you like to enjoy this summer with less household projects? Let Handy Harry LLC help you enjoy the weather on a new deck. Or how about upgrading your doors or windows this season? For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping you enjoy your home. Call their office in Baraboo at 608-370-9174 today to find out more about their services, including exterior painting, power washing, staining, and so much more. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
After you enjoy seeing all the Sauk County Fair animals, how would you like to add some adorable goats, sweet ponies, or a sassy donkey to your next party? T&B Mini Acres brings the petting zoo to you. Call 608-405-2879 to find out more.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he threw the boys back home drinking dirt beers on a Friday.
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
The Iowa Waste Reduction Center will be hosting a free composting workshop on Friday, August 8th from 2 to 5 at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library in Baraboo. Come and get your hands dirty while learning how to make and use compost. Visit iwrc.uni.edu for information.
Welcome to the Sauk County Fair. If you love the rides, head to the new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Enjoy this ultimate thrill ride near Wisconsin Dells. Open 10 to 10 every day. Fun for the whole family. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for ticket info and more.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7.